This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Mazzina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Mazzina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Seriously, I'm laughing because I am listening to bits and pieces of the speech. And if you really want to know how to twist something, right? And you really want to know, see how these guys work, how well they work. You'll see it here. You'll see it tonight. You'll see how masterful, if you would, the way they put the lies out. You're listening to the Joe Mazzina Show on GCN. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air in the chat room. Check out JoeMazzina.com. JoeMazzina.com. Appreciate the, get involved, get engaged, get informed. That's the way to make it work. The real way to make it happen. They're listening to the address. I got to tell you guys. I'm scratching my head trying to figure out who's buying all the lies. He doesn't really mean unity. Can we be honest about it? You know he doesn't. He's not interested in pulling us together. Going to pull together. Some of us start to rub off on each other. They really see what's going on. He may lose some of that perceived power he's got. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And when he... I really want to save this. Well, somebody said, how did he jump from the LGBTQ ABC plus 21 to the war in Ukraine? He keeps going. Right? Keeps going. It goes right past it. Nobody will pay attention. Nobody will hang on it. Another comment made is great, which is Congress did not rebuke Roe versus Wade. The Supreme Court said it was unconstitutional. That the rights afforded to the states were taken away. What is that problem? And I don't know. I don't know if some of you caught the glimpse during the break of his book and the speeches he read. His fingers were almost perfectly on the page where they need to be. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-7325. You know, they think, they truly believe... truly believe that what they believe to be true, right, what they believe is the right thing to do, needs to be done at all costs for any reason, because they're right. They know what's best for you. They consider themselves like grandma and grandpa. Right? Do what we tell you to do so we can keep you safe. So we can make it right. So we can make sure that everything's going to be okay for you. It's like, whoa, slow down. Not going to work that way. And when he pops up about keeping the transgender kids safe, it's no different than when they talk about immigration. They don't mean that. I mean, some of you who are listening to me and you think I'm just out there because I don't support the transgender movement. Yeah, you're right, I don't. I don't because it's been medically disproven. It's a mental health issue. And everything, every single thing you do to try to change, everything you do to try to normalize that just hurts our kids more and more. If you know somebody, you've got a little girl going wanting to become a male, thinks that she's trapped in a male body. Why don't you see what those chest binders do? Why don't you see the kind of damage later on? Why don't you go to the detransitioning sites and really see what these girls went through? And the work that wasn't done on them. The work that wasn't done to help them cope. And maybe not make the transition at all. And can somebody please tell me? Joe Biden said something about, we are either an example of our power or the power of our example. I don't know. And was it like a Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers moment or what? It's just amazing. I don't get the guy at all, apparently. I mean, seriously. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. All right, come on. A lighthearted one. Harry Styles was accused of white privilege at the so-called Grammys. Right? While accepting the award, he said, "This is really, really kind. I'm so grateful. I'm just so... This doesn't happen to people like me very often. And this is so nice. Thank you so much." Well, the line, "This doesn't happen to people like me very often," drew criticism right after the show. They went after him. See what I mean? You got to ignore them. They mean nothing. Really, just ignore them. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, okay? And the way you do that is you get informed, and then you reach out and you do something. Because if you, all you're doing is causing trouble, or you think you're reaching out and you've got it figured out, when you don't, you just create more work for guys like me, and I got enough work to do. I don't need your help. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, comes on every week, straightens us out, helps us figure out how to maneuver the law in a right way, not to lie about it like you're seeing tonight. Brad, have you caught any part of the Lie Fest 2023?
Yeah, I did. I thought it was amusing that he tried to credit himself with creating 12 million new jobs. You know, buddy, there was a shutdown You know, there's a great shutdown in our country, and so no, he actually delayed the creation of new jobs when he decided to pay people large sums to stay at home and not work. It was the most insane economic policy leadership of any president in world or U.S. history, at least. So I thought that was very amusing how he tried to twist that.
Well, listen, here's the thing. You know, if you look at all, I'm making points during the breaks. I was listening, and I'm making points of what he's saying. And I got a great chat room because I got people there telling me what he's saying as well. You know, he's excited about under his presidency, 10 million new companies, 10 million people have started new companies. I'm thinking, all right, first and foremost, many of those people, if you look at them, have lost their jobs with the company that because the company went under. So they're starting little offshoot companies, right? We're not talking about companies that are making $1 million a year and hiring 200 people, if you would, right? And then that also takes into consideration companies like we've lost 3,000 companies in the last 2 years in California. So does it include the companies that shut down in California and reopen new in Texas or Arkansas or Florida?
Yeah, I know. It was filled with spin, if you will. I used to work for a U.S. senator, and I worked in the spin room, and I can identify it from a mile away. It was just loaded with tons of spin, and I think the most people in America saw through it, and I think that that they will, especially when they read and listen to the rebuttal, and I think it'll all come to the surface. But then again, I give the American people a lot of credit.
You do. A lot more than I do. You know, I love Americans. I love people that want to work hard and really want to do the right thing by their family. But I sit there and go, okay, look around the country. Newsom didn't spend any money running for governor. Not a nickel, really. Okay, and he won by overwhelming numbers. All right? And Obama elected twice. And then Joey B gets more votes, and I know that's questionable, but more votes than even Obama got? I mean, I'm sorry. I'm sitting there trying to figure out.
I can't debate those observations. You're right. That is very depressing.
Well, and again, listening to what he's saying tonight, some of the, if you pardon the term, the highlights of the conversation. I mean, how many people are really going to have the wherewithal or their understanding or have done any homework whatsoever where they'll be able to say, like we were saying, that's not true. This is not true. I mean, look, one of the things that just slapped me right in the head, he said he was appalled that banks were charging so much for bad check charges. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, that's an easy one. Don't bounce a check. Make sure you have money in account when you write the check.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And if your bank is charging too much, guess what? There's a boatload of banks. I have probably 15 different banks in my area.
Yeah, just be responsible. And, don't write a check that you know you don't have the funds for. Yeah, I know. It's pretty basic. You know, in third grade, we learned how to balance a checkbook. And in school, they taught us that in third. Yeah, I think it was third grade we learned how to balance a checkbook. Yeah,
kids in high school.
And that was a public school.
No, but in all sincerity, it's one of the frequent conversations I had with my oldest son was my joke would always be because you know they used to send those notices home, the bank notices that you got hit with a check charge or whatever. Anyway, I said, "How was that $35 cup of coffee?" And he would look at me and say, "Look, the coffee was what, a buck and a half? You didn't have enough money in the bank, so when you hit it with the debit card, they allowed you to buy that coffee, and then they charged you $32 for overdraft fee." Yeah, you know, there's no reason to bring that down. Watch your money. Pay attention to what's in the checkbook. And why do you need, a $2 cup of coffee when you haven't got enough money to pay anything in there? You don't even have the $2 to cover the charges in your bank account. He's sending me to the roof. I'm telling you. So if I have a stroke, can I sue him for aggravated assault?
you probably won't be the last to do that, that's for sure. I'm sure many people saw his speech and just sort of their mouths probably dropped with, what is he trying to get away with? That he's created a great economy? And no, he with his policies, they fueled inflation dramatically. And they didn't fuel it when inflation was in the distance. They fueled it when inflation was at our front door already, you know, starting to escalate. And they had the audacity to pass the Inflation Protection Act, which was just the opposite. It was the, you know, Promote Inflation Act by just spending and lots of money that government didn't have on programs that government didn't need. So, it was the Inflation Reduction Act is what they call it. It is, you know, every economist who has any credibility recognizes that as the Inflation Creation Act. It was terrible, terrible fiscal policy and bad public policy.
You know what bothered me? I don't know if you caught this part too, but what I said, you know, translating what he said, is we must protect the right to kill kids in the womb. And the amount of applause that went down during that just really, it just kind of irked me to think that those people in that room were so excited. They, you know, they want to try to protect the right to kill a child right up to birth. They're talking about right up to labor pains.
I know. It's really sick. You know, if they knew right now that they could have been aborted, or they were about to, you know, I think they'd have a different perspective if they knew they were the ones who were about to be killed and murdered in the womb. So, it is very disappointing to see that lack of character in those sitting there in Washington.
All right, well, we're going to go for a quick break. Be back in a few minutes, and we'll get down to the meat of things. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for you. Your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is addressing Congress tonight with the State of the Union. One topic on the agenda, the White House wants to work with Congress to toughen penalties on those who supply fentanyl. They also want every jail and prison to provide substance abuse treatment. The death toll from a massive earthquake on the Turkey-Syria border is rising. More than 7,800 people have died. Over 5,000 of those deaths happened in Turkey. Thousands more are injured in both countries. A Memphis police officer is under fire after he texted photos of a beaten and bloody Tyree Nichols to at least five people. In the video released last month, an officer can be seen taking pictures on his cell phone. Michael Jackson's estate is reportedly willing to sell off 50% of the singer's catalog for nearly $1 billion. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Silver Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, right? Once you get the information, I'm telling you from personal experience and others I've worked with, once you get the information you need, you can be a bulldog with this stuff because you know where you're in the right. You know that you're on safe ground. And again, that's why I only bring people on that I trust, people that can help you. Brad Dacus is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, always appreciate the time with me. Now, tell people what Pacific Justice Institute does, how they can help you. And, you know, people, it is about the money, whether you like it or not. You need money to operate. It's all yours, Brad.
Yeah, and thank you, Joe. Joe, in fact, we're the ones who do the most for the money to get the biggest bang for the buck than any other legal organization of our kind across the country. We have 28 offices in 21 states, coast to coast, and we do all our work without charge. And we defend, we're very broad, we defend religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life. We're very broad. We help thousands and thousands every year. We have more cases in litigation, I think, than any other comparable organization, bar none. And we do our work all without charge. And what makes us the most unique is that we don't just cherry-pick a few token cases, high-profile cases. We work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. And that's why people should never hesitate to contact Pacific Justice Institute, as well as become a regular supporter of our work, you know, a monthly donor of any amount or just a one-time donation. It makes a big impact for an organization like ours that is very frugal. We have all our office spaces donated, almost all our utilities, electric bills are donated, are covered and donated. So we're very efficient with our resources, and we're making a huge impact for freedom and liberty, more than any other organization, I believe, in U.S. history, for that matter.
Well, I agree with you. I know how you guys work, and I know that even the information you've given me to help other parents is just great and wonderful. And you actually spoke to a parent about an issue at a school district they were having with their daughter. And, you know, I tell you what, here in California, and not just California, I'm sure it's the same thing in some other states. I don't know exactly what those states are. But the rights of the child, notice I don't say the teen, or the rights of the child now seem to outweigh the rights of the parents. And now, you know, in a particular case I know of, that the teacher is kind of aiding and abetting the transition of a child against the will of the parent. Even to the point where they've told the child, if your parents won't affirm you and it's an issue, just call CPS. Like, setting them up for this kind of thing. Are we ever going to be able? Are we ever going to be able to overcome that? Are we ever going to be able to win that court, or what's going to take?
Well, the good news is that if parents contact us before their child's taken, 99%+ of the time, we win. We keep the children from being wrongfully taken. But once the children are taken, it is horrific. It's all state by state, but mostly the blue states give very little protection for parents from their children being wrongfully taken from them at, you know, at the middle of the night, or from while the kids at a public school, or so. It's a real serious issue, and we at Pacific Justice give free emergency counsel and to help them and in these situations. And we, on our website, for example, we have an article called 12 Steps to Protect Your Children from Social Workers or CPS, and it's for free on our website. And they can also sign up to get our free case updates. We have over 120 cases in litigation right now as we speak. And so they can get that information as well. All our resources are very, very empowering, and they're all without charge. And you don't have to be a lawyer to, you know, to understand it. It's very equipping. It's pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org, pji.org. And all our work is without charge, and we're a nonprofit 501c3. So we greatly appreciate the many moms and dads out there that support our work.
So the Fifth Circuit Court this week, I don't know if you caught this, where they basically came down and said the Second Amendment is not inhibited. You can't stop somebody from having or owning a gun, even if they've been convicted of, domestic violence. And I thought that was interesting, because I don't know how I feel about that. What's your thoughts?
Well, at first blush, you look at that and you think, whoa, wait a minute. You know, these are people who are, you know, accused of different things, and, you know, they shouldn't be able to have a gun. And yet, you know, what we're talking about is I think the Fifth Circuit looked at this, and that is, you know, when you go to prison and you serve your time, you know, you don't, you don't just lose all your freedoms and liberties. You know, you served your time. Now, someone can be on parole, for example, and a condition of parole is that they not have a firearm weapon. Okay, I get that. Or if someone, let's say there's an allegation of a domestic abuse, but someone's never been prosecuted. Okay, it's an allegation. The court's saying basically you can't take away a fundamental right under the Constitution without due process, and that's what we're potentially talking about. So, I think that these judges, like in the Fifth Circuit in particular, they look at the Constitution, they respect the Constitution, and you know, from a strict constructionist perspective, I think they do the right thing. Even though at first blush we might be a little hesitant as a matter of policy, I think the court did the right thing in how they interpreted the Constitution.
Yeah, but when you say without due process, I mean, some of these guys, to your point, have already been convicted of a felony, or what have you, or a crime,
right.
And then they're let out of parole, and they, in essence, they voluntarily agree not to have a gun as a term in their parole. And, I think if you voluntarily do it, truly voluntarily do it, whether it's a gun or anything else, I think that should be held up. You know, we always talk about adults having the right to make their own decisions. Again,
right. I can see that. I can see that for a time, but permanently surrendering your Second Amendment right as a condition to no longer serving time behind bars. When I think that's a distinction. You know, for a period of time, I get it. You know, while they're on parole, to make sure that they seem stable and whatever, you know. The court didn't say you can't have restrictions for people, you know, to not bear arms, or if you have someone in who's declared mentally unfit, you know, there's still conditions that go directly to the issue of their competency to be able to bear arms. We're talking about people who have allegedly, you know, served their time, And the court, I just basically, you know, I think their basic position was, you can't just completely take away a fundamental right under the Constitution when they've served their time and to permanently remove that from them. But it was an interesting case. I mean, there's a good chance the Supreme Court may end up hearing it at the end of the day, and I think there's a good chance it'll be a split court, that's for sure.
Really? Interesting. 6-3?
Oh, yeah.
5-4?
I know Sotomayor and old Jackson will vote on it, and I know I pretty much know how Thomas and Alito will vote on it. But how the rest of it plays out will be interesting. How the other judges see it, and there'll be some concurring opinions and different nuances to it. But this Supreme Court could go either way on this one. This is an interesting case, and it will be a divided court without a doubt.
This is one of those crazy ones. The laptop, Hunter Biden's laptop. Now, I'm not going to be able to get through with the question before we go to commercial break, but I want you to think about it, because here we have the attorneys are now, Hunter Biden's attorneys want him arrested because he put out this personal information that he went through the laptop, that he took information off a hard drive, information that didn't belong to him, if you would. And being in computers for 20 years, having my own computer company, I know that when people used to bring equipment in, no matter what the equipment was, we had point blank. After 90 days, we owned it. We owned its contents. We owned the equipment. It no longer belonged to you, if you would.
Right.
How do you think this person is going to fare?
I think that's well said, and I think that's probably one of the primary defenses that person has. That's true. If you abandon something, and you haven't paid for the services, you relinquish the item.
Let's touch on this, because people have been asking that question for a couple of days now. We'll hit on this after the break and some of the cases that you've got going on as well. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus when we return.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up.
people and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Mateen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. And you do that by engaging. You do that by making sure you have the information. Again, have the information you need. It'll be so much, I'm telling you, it'll be so much different. You'll get so much more done. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring him back on. Brad Dacus joins me. Founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Love having him on with me. We get, you know, a reality of what the law says and where you stand. I do not always like what he tells me I can and can't do. That does not make me happy. But I'm glad he's here to keep us straight. That's what I was telling you guys earlier. If you have the real information, then you can go out there from day one and you can create a strategy to win. When you go out there, guns a-blazing, so to speak, and you lose and you look like a fool, it's hard to go back for a second, you know, bite at the apple. Right, Brad?
Right. Yeah.
It's just crazy. All right. Get back on this laptop thing for a second, because I did get quite a few questions about it last week. So he went in, obviously looked at the documentation, looked at what was on there, and, you know, called the FBI. But he made a copy of the drive first because of his mistrust in the FBI. They came and got it. That was pretty much the end of it. So now they want him to, you know, be charged with exposing these documents, handing them out, giving out other people's information, whatever the law they're trying to do it under. But really, this is a case of private property that was turned over, correct?
Yeah, I would consider that his defense, primary defense. This information, including the material on that laptop, was surrendered. It was surrendered when he voluntarily gave the laptop over, and it was for service to have something done. He never picked it up. He abandoned it. He abandoned the property. He didn't pay for any of this, the property or any services rendered. And when that happens, other person assumed the property. And what contained therein, and so I think that's a very valid defense. I want us to step back though and just recognize what a hero that man was. He could have just said, whatever, it's not my, I'm just I gave it to the FBI.
Not my job.
I'm done with it. Not my job. But because he had the discernment to know that he could not trust the FBI. And then we all found out we could not trust the FBI because they hid it and would not conceal it and not reveal it. They concealed it. We now know that what he did was actually very heroic, very patriotic for the saving of justice and truth, and also holding the FBI and corruption and outright tyranny accountable by his actions. He is a hero. As far as I'm concerned, that he did what he did, and those who fight tyranny, those who want to oppose tyranny, that's exactly what you do, is what he did, and I'm personally very grateful to him, as I'm sure millions of other Americans are as well.
Yeah, I am too. I got to tell you something. People who step up, people who will do the right thing, no matter what's going to happen around them. We're just having this conversation today with a bunch of people. A bunch of community leaders, I'll put it that way. And that was one of the things we were talking about, is that it's becoming far, far and few between where you get people that will step up and stand up for certain things, take a stand on certain things because of all this cancel culture stuff that is going on. So it's really, tough for some of these guys. But I think some of us that were brought up in a world where we were never told it's going to be tough, No, it was always told you do the right thing. I don't care what's going on around you. You do the right thing. Whole different animal.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Anyhow, all right. What do you got before I go eat up all your time? What do you got for cases of interest, number one? And number two, again, let's make sure we tell people how they can help you with these.
Oh, you bet. We at Pacific Justice Institute. I've been going to bat for a countless number now of record numbers, I should say, of cases where people are losing their job because of their faith across the nation.
Oh, yeah.
We have never had this volume of cases in litigation at one time across the nation dealing with one particular area of the law like this. And the good news I want to report on is that we are prevailing. We were able to successfully defend two individuals who are being denied organ transplants because of their religious convictions to not get a COVID vaccination. Which is interesting because two studies show that the COVID vaccine actually causes the bodies to have a higher likelihood of rejecting the organ transplant. But 7% of all hospitals still have that cultic pro-vaccine viewpoint.
Really?
And, 7%. The rest of them are very level-headed about the whole thing and don't require it. So, but in those hospitals that do require it, among those 7% are those that have contracts with Pfizer that are to mandate all patients, no matter what, have to be vaccinated for any services, which is, I think, a disgraceful, absolutely disgraceful, and not putting the patients first. So we've the good news, though, is we've taken about 100 of these cases and across the country, and the good news, we've had our first two wins. Two individuals are now going to be able to get critically needed life-saving organ transplants and will be off medical death row in the very near future.
God, that's great. I mean, that really, and it's funny, you call it medical death row. It actually is medical death row for all intents and purposes. I went to a doctor in L.A. yesterday, and when I walked into the doctor's office, it said masks must be worn. And so when I walked up to the counter, I don't have a mask. I don't even have a mask in the car anymore. And so I walked up to the counter, and the guy says, I'm sorry, do you have a mask? And I said, no. And he said, would you like one? I said, no. That was it. He didn't even go on. Well, you got to wear one, you know. I mean, either he didn't want to put up with the fight. He wouldn't have to, you know, whatever. But I really thought it was kind of funny that we're seeing that kind of pop up a little bit again.
Yeah, and it's still backwards. You know, even employers, you know, we're litigating cases where employers are still saying, oh, you've been vaxxed and boosted. Well, you don't have to wear a mask. Or you keep your job, but if you if you've had COVID before, have a natural immunity, but you haven't been vaxxed, you lose your job. You have to wear a mask, work in isolation. Even though we know scientifically those who've had COVID have a natural immunity that is much stronger than the vaccinated, any kind of benefit from vaccination. And we also know now that those who are vaccinated, they don't have it doesn't prevent transmission for them. Natural immunity people, yeah, they won't transmit it. But people who have been vaccinated, they will transmit it. And then the third thing we now know is that the majority of people who are dying from COVID are people who've been vaccinated. 58% last August, some estimate the numbers now are two-thirds who are vaccinated are the ones who are dying in the hospitals. So it is totally upside down. I just say, look at the facts, look at the science, stop your pro-vax cult. Let's go back to reality. Get these people in some kind of a rehab program for their cultism, and teach them to start using their brains and looking at the facts.
No, I agree with you again. Are we going to be able to? You going to be able to? Whoever going to be able to fight for some of these people in the healthcare industry, in law enforcement, what have you? Who lost their jobs for refusing to take the shot, the vax, are they right. going to have a shot to come back at this?
Oh, yes. Well, we're right now representing thousands, literally thousands of employees like that, you know, doctors, firefighters, police officers all across the country. In fact, we have just one of our many lawsuits is a class action lawsuit against the city of San Francisco on behalf of those public workers who've all been fired and had no good faith attempt to accommodate them with regard to their objection, their religious objection to a very controversial. We now know actually very medically adversarial vaccination, that's being distributed. So, it's very important for people to understand they do have rights, and we at Pacific Justice Institute, we're leading the charge across the nation, taking on more cases and more lawsuits in this area than anyone else, and we do it all without charge.
I'm concerned with everything that's gone down with this and how it played out. That, but you have a little more faith in the Supreme Court than I do. That our medical rights, if you would, our right to decide what goes in our body, what doesn't go in our body, what we're exposed to, it is actually becoming less and less. We're losing that fight. We're losing the fight to say, hey, look, I'm not putting that in my body.
Right.
And I just had this discussion with one of my colleagues on my school board and said, look, you guys believe in this stuff. I don't. And I haven't been sick. And that's not a in-your-face like, ha-ha. Not at all. I'm sorry. I ate up all your time. Quick, tell people where they can get more information.
Yeah, they go to pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org, pji.org.
That was easy. Hey, always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, guys, coming up next, Whiskey Dave's going to join me to talk about the State of the Union and the Governor Huckabee Sanders, Arizona Governor, Huckabee Sanders. Why did they do that? Governor Sanders. We're going to kind of talk about what she came out with, guns a-blazing. Be back in a bit.